Hi, this is a follow visit. Name of the patient, William Cox, WILLIAMCOX, date of birth 4/22/77, date of accident 9/25/2022, date of service 10/30/2023. Mr. William Cox is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 9/25/2022. In this accident, he was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion, and he was a restaurant driver traveling alone, leading to headaches and occasional dizziness, vertigo, loss of concentration, blurred vision, and ongoing constant pain in the neck 7 to 9 and lower back pain and mid back pain around 7 to 8 with radiation to the right buttock and numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth finger of the right hand, pain in the lateral epicondyle and left shoulder pain with difficulty time lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. The patient has had extensive treatments, extensive follow-up with the various facilities, neuropsych evaluation, and various MRIs. The patient has been very compliant. It's discovered that the patient has a herniated disc in C5-6 and C4-5 with moderate bilateral neuroforamen narrowing and spinal canal stenosis. In addition, patient has severe facet hypertrophy from C2-3, C3-4, C4-5 and C5-6-7. And patient has constant numbness and tingling and weakness of the right upper extremity. His second, third and fourth finger is constantly numb. And the patient has not been able to manage any work. He also drops his phone. In the left shoulder, patient has severe pain where he is unable to lift beyond 100 degrees still. And he was found to have a suppressed spinal tendinopathy, degenerative AC joint changes, and glenoid labrum damage. The patient has had only one injection to the shoulder, and he has not had any further. Carpotunnel injection has not been done also, and they are being requested. He also points out pain to the left elbow, right elbow lateral epicondyle, quite tender for him. And so far, patient has had 3 epidural injections for the lumbar and 2 in the cervical spine. His pain in the lower back is reported to be only 1 to 2, and no radiation is reported anymore, while neck pain is reported to be 7. The shoulder pain is also less, it's around 5, and he's able to do 110 degrees of abduction and flexion. Some pain is reported in the left knee still, around 4 to 5. The patient says the pain level varies from 5 to 8, with ADLs being affected are 8. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history and substance abuse, and the compliance history, and the physical examination reveals a blood pressure of 138/100, pulse is 82, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is similar from the previous visit of 10/3/2023, dictation number is 1008-046 for rest of the physical exam and also for the diagnosis. The plan is to provide him one last injection to the cervical epidural and one injection to the lateral epicondyle and carpotunnel median nerve injection to identify the help. He's being referred to chiropractic care. He's also being referred for neuropsych therapy, counseling, and he's being referred for neurosurgery consultation to see if there is any feasibility of cervical disc replacement. The patient agrees he would like to have an cervical epidural injection one last time, injection to the left shoulder, the right lateral epicondyle, and into the left knee. They'll be all done this coming Friday. Thank you. Patient continues to have, he has been advised about laser treatment, and at home he has been advised to purchase a traction device and do the cervical traction to bring